Now for some Roots Radio music news.
Don't let your deal go down till your last old dollar's gone.
Old school bluegrass supergroup The Earls of Leicester will record its third album live at the CMA Theater and the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum over two nights, February 24th and 25th. In its short life, the band has earned a Grammy Award and been named Entertainers of the Year three consecutive times by the International Bluegrass Music Association. The new disc will follow on a self-titled 2014 release and 2016's Rattle and Roar. For many tradition-minded bluegrass fans, the emergence of the Earls of Leicester is the most inspiring and exciting thing to happen in the genre in many years. Jerry Douglas, the legendary innovator on the dobro, organized the band in 2013 to revive the sound and repertoire of Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. Here he is from a recent episode of WMOT's The String.
It was just bringing it back. I mean, it was gone. It had disappeared off the landscape, and that was the original reason to do it, was to bring it back up to people who didn't know what it was, and younger people were going, "What is that?" And older people were going, "I didn't think I'd ever hear that again." And that's the ultimate compliment.
The six-piece band includes Sean Camp on lead vocals, singing the part sung for years by Lester Flatt. Charlie Cushman plays banjo. Jeff White, who's toured for years supporting Vince Gill, plays mandolin. Fiddler Johnny Warren is the son of original Flatt and Scruggs fiddler Paul Warren. And Barry Bales, the bass player, is a regular colleague of Jerry Douglas and Alison Krauss in Union Station. Douglas says he hopes the two-night stand at the CMA Theater evokes two history-making live recording dates from the career of Flatt and Scruggs, Carnegie Hall in 1963, and Vanderbilt University in 1964. Tickets are on sale now. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havokhurst.